Egypt's ousted Islamist president is expected to go on trial early next month. Mohamed Morsi's supporters are calling for yet another round of protests, and there are fears of more bloodshed and street violence between demonstrators, counter-demonstrators, and security forces. The situation in Egypt is chaotic, to say the least, and that chaos is the context of a new documentary film by an Egyptian-American filmmaker. The World's Matthew Bell, who spent time reporting in Egypt, had a chance to speak with her this week.
January 25th, 2011, the day the Egyptian revolution began. Jehan Nujaim had her camera that day, but like just about everybody else, she wasn't sure if the rumors about big protests would turn out to be true. So she left Egypt to chase some government officials to a conference in Europe.
I was on the way to the airport. I was thinking to myself, I could be making the biggest mistake of my life by leaving on this day.
Sure enough, something big was happening back in Cairo. As protesters took control of Tahrir Square and called for Hosni Mubarak to step down, Jehan Nujaim made her way back from Switzerland. Her camera was confiscated at the Cairo airport. Then secret police detained her for questioning for a day. Nujaim had a moment of panic, worried that she was missing out on the story of a lifetime.
It may have been a blessing in disguise, actually, because it completely removed the temptation of making the film that most people have made, which was this 18-day film, right, up until the removal of Mubarak. And it really forced us to begin the film with the stepping down of Mubarak.
So the story in her new film, The Square, sort of begins with a climax. Nujaim introduces her main characters, most of them Egyptian activists of one kind or another, spending a lot of time in Tahrir Square. But pretty quickly, the sense of triumph vanishes, and things get messy. The Egyptian army and police violently cleared Tahrir Square only several weeks after Mubarak stepped down. One of Nujaim's characters gets detained and beaten up badly. Another character goes to visit the young man and document his injuries on video. At the time, when Nujaim posted that footage online, she says people just didn't believe it.
Many friends of mine who are intelligent, well-read friends of mine in Egypt said there's absolutely no way that this could have happened. There's no way that the army would do this. And you realize that there's a story there that has to be told.
Did you ever get real pushback, maybe from your family or friends, like confronting you and saying, Jehan, stop, this is a problem?
There was a lot of that kind of attitude of, oh, you know, there's Jehan making her film again, but, you know, what are you really going after in the square? You know, you think these like YouTuber kind of Twitter people are actually going to make any kind of difference in this country?
At certain times, Nujaim's protagonists wonder the very same thing.
It's shocking that however many people died yesterday, the whole country is in outrage. Is there still a possibility for enough people to be convinced that action en masse can change the future of the country? And if people are stopping to believe that, then as a revolution, we're in trouble.
The Square covers 2.5 tumultuous years, right up through the overthrow of Mohamed Morsi this past summer. And the characters spend much of the film wrestling with some of the tough questions forced on Egyptians by the never-ending upheaval. How do people deal with the cycle of violence? Where's the breaking point? And what happens when revolutionaries turn on each other? Nujaim was arrested several times herself. She's seen plenty of death, pain, and suffering.
It was heartbreaking. It was completely heartbreaking. But then you see these shining lights, and that's what we focus, that's what I like to focus on in the film, because you focus on people and ideas that need to be shared with the world. Otherwise, why are you making a film? So people that say, oh, this shows that Egypt is a failed state. No, this was a founding period of Egypt. And I think what this film shows is that even if it's just a dedicated few sitting in a square, it's the dedicated few that are able to inspire others to continue to make a difference.
The Square opens in New York on Friday and Los Angeles on November 1st. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.